Pleased to be joined right now by Colin Krieger. He's going to be running for the Maverick Party in Peace River, Westlock in the next federal election, whenever that happens at some point. I guess the first question I got for you here today, Colin, is what made you decide to throw your hat in the ring here?
I have always been involved in politics, or interested in politics, mind you, but never active like I am now. But I feel like the Maverick Party platform is one that reverberates really strongly with me, and I think will in the general public. And I'm just happy to be involved in the political process in this way.
And looking through the platform of the Maverick Party the other day, it seems to fancy itself as kind of a Western version of the Bloc Québécois. And when people think of that particular party, the word separatism is probably one of the first ones that comes to mind. Do you think there's really a huge kind of appetite for that in this region?
To be entirely clear on that matter, we do indeed have a Western independence and a secession platform. But in addition to that, we are also about lobbying the federal government and working with the federal government to make constitutional changes that the West has needed for a very long time. The constitutional changes that we need and are indeed part of the Maverick platform, which you can find online at maverickparty.ca, involve things like fixing equalization. I think that that is a widely known issue here, that we need to have equalization amended so that it's fair to the West. And we also need to get things like property rights installed in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. We need to get things like free trade, indeed true free trade, between the provinces themselves, so that one jurisdiction cannot stymie the economic stability of another area. Those are two things. Another one that is a Maverick Party platform would be getting representation issues repaired, like Triple E Senate. And the Triple E Senate itself is something that is almost a byline and has been used for a long time, and people maybe take it for granted, but it's still a very, very important issue. Triple E, for those who may not remember, simply just means that we need an elected Senate. We need one that is equal, and we need it to be effective. And that's a really important point, so that we have a true, sober second thought.
I think you may have stolen my thunder a bit on kind of the next question here. What are kind of some other things, sort of issues at the federal level that you think are particularly pointed in this region that should probably be addressed?
I think the people around here in the riding of Peace River Westlock, and when you say that, we need to understand that our riding is really big. It runs all the way from the southern part of the riding, being Westlock over to the White Court area, and then it runs all the way north to Fort Vermilion and the Lacrede area. And so it's a wide area, but the issues in it are common throughout, and people feel like they haven't had a voice for a really long time. And that's what the Maverick Party is really about, is we want to provide a voice that is responsible only to their constituents. The constituents that are in the West, they don't have to mute, they don't have to dilute their message and their focus because of the interests of another part of the country.
And as you mentioned a little bit earlier there, this is a rather large riding that you got to cover. And in terms of meeting people all around the region, how's that been going for you so far?
Well, of course, with the COVID and everything else, we're doing the best that we can using all of the methods that are available to us at this time.
And whenever we have politicians, or in your case, aspiring politicians, join us, we would like to ask some personal questions, kind of way to show that, hey, politicians are people too. And in your case, what's kind of the day job for you? I know you live in the Valley View area. What's sort of the day job?
The thing that I do for money is I work in the oil patch for many years in many different capacities, working as a small business owner, as a contractor, as an employee. But honestly, I think that my real job, if I had to pick one, is actually taking care of my family and being a father. That's my real job. I do that other stuff for money.